We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your glory, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your power, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your glory, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your wonders, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your power, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your glory, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your wonders, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your power, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your wonders, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Singing mighty Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your power, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Oh, Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name. Oh, Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord, my God, how powerful is your name. Oh, Lord, my God, how glorious is your name, mighty God. Oh, Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name. Oh, Lord, my God, how powerful is your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name. Oh, Lord, my God, how powerful is your name. I want to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. I want to thank God for you for making yourself available. I want to give God the glory for bringing us together this morning to give us the word of life, to help us to grow as we are waiting for the appearance our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to read First Thessalonians chapter 4. First Thessalonians chapter 4. And I'm going to start from verse 1 using King James Version. The Bible says, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, but as you have received the force, how you ought to work and to please God, so you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. But this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. And every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles, which know not God. that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such. As we also have forewarned you and testified, for God had not called us unto uncleanliness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who had also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourself are taught of God to love one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to explain to you this morning how we can possess our vessel in a clean and holy manner. I want you to first of all understand that this vessel is possessed by us. We possess it. So we are the manager. We are the one who decides what happens with this vessel. But the Lord is saying that we should possess this vessel in sanctification and holiness. So this is the only way, the only thing, the only power that can take you out of this dark world. Before we pray, I want you to understand, number one, we are living in a dark world. Two, there are spirits everywhere. There are witches everywhere. There are demonic spirits. That's why God has selected you to be the light. But I'm telling you, in the family where you are, in the streets where you are, in the community where you are, in the state where you are, there are thousands, legions of dark spirit that operates from the dark world, principalities and powers that feed on fornication, lust, anger, lying, and all the things that is against the holiness of God. Glory to God. These are the things. So what does the enemy do? He gets you involved, even though you're a child of God. But he takes you on a journey of lust, fornication, lying, fraud, all kind of things, just to get you to stay with him, to make sure that you live a wasted life. You spend time delaying, because as long as the enemy gets you, the Bible says, he is a man that doesn't allow his prisoners to go. If you read Isaiah chapter 14, a man that does not allow his prisoner to go. Glory to God. He is a warden, a wicked warden that does not allow his prisoner. Once you get into his trap, he will manage you until your entire life is wasted. Your entire family is wasted. This morning, God is bringing hope to you, knowing that there is a way of escape. Having accepted Christ, having known the truth, you got to possess this vessel in sanctification. You got to possess your vessel in holiness. How? Let him that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Don't stay in the path of iniquity. Once you see it, rebuke it, reject it. You know, it's not easy. Sometimes people are talking because they're your bosom friends, even before you got born again. So they know you. You guys go to party together. You guys go to club together. You guys have started from the beginning. So even though sometimes those people might join you to be going to church, but they are not really changed. Hallelujah. So when you stand up, sometimes they will name you holier than thou. They will name you all kind of names. But hey, you need to stand up. For this is not a joke. What we have is not a joke. I want you to think it this way. If they know what you know and catch what you catch, you will never see their back again. So what am I saying? Don't live your life and stay in a path of destruction because of someone. Because every man is going to give account of his or her life. You need to start, you need to take the bull by the bull by the horn. Take it. Stop being afraid. Do what the Lord asks you to do. Stand up for righteousness. It pays. Hallelujah. Serve the Lord with fear. When I mean fear, not the fear that horror film has given us, but the fear of love, the respect that you're supposed to have when you love someone. Sometimes you love someone, you love your wife, you love your husband, you love your children, not because they're going to beat you when they say no or fight you, but out of love, you do the right thing because you love them. You don't want to hurt them. You don't want to make something bother them. Just explain it to you. But I want you to understand that these things take you away from the path of God. Hallelujah. Who is like unto thee? O Lord, who is like unto thee? O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Fearful in praises, glorious. If you want to see the glory of God, try holiness. Hallelujah. If you want to see the fear of God, the fear that will come upon the people because of the God you serve, praise him. Praise him with all your God. Praise him with all your behavior, your character, and the office where you are. You want the people to fear the Lord? Praise him. Praise him with your life, the way you deal with people. Let them quickly know that this woman is different. This man is different. We have possessed this culture. Even though you're a Christian, you still fight, you still quarrel, you still gossip, you still do all kinds of things. and people will wonder, what type of church do you go? Who are you? Instead of possessing the kingdom of God and bringing people in, you are separating them from the kingdom of God. There's punishment for that. You got to live your life that when they see you, they want to come to you. They want to find out the easiest way to possess the kingdom of God is to have a good heart, to have the wisdom of God. Don't be mean, don't be wicked, and think you're going to possess the kingdom of God. No. So this morning we're going to pray that God will give us the ability, God will give us the power to possess our vessel in sanctification and holiness in the name of Jesus Christ. That everywhere we are, the air that is around us, the wind that is around us, will be blowing with holiness in the name of Jesus Christ. The people around us will see the power of God. Hallelujah. That when you enter that office, the environment will change because the power of God is moving with you. When you enter that office, that place this morning, hey, when you enter your business place, the power of God will possess you. The same person that he spoke to yesterday, when you meet him, he will see the glory of God upon your life. We shall not be possessed by shame or unclean spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray right now. We're going to decree Holy Ghost 5-7 times, the blood of Jesus 7 times. I'm going to pray this prayer. Pray it with all your heart, because the Lord is about to do a miracle for you. He's about to do something very great. He's about to do something that has never done in your entire family. God is about to allow you to do such in the name of Jesus Christ. Decree and pray. Holy Ghost fire. 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 Holy Ghost fire in Jesus' mighty name. The blood of Jesus Christ. 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 The precious blood of Jesus Christ. Over the right. Let your enemies be scattered. Do not keep silent. Mighty God, we demand that our vessel this morning will be possessed by sanctification and holiness in the Lord. Let our vessel be possessed in the name of Jesus Christ with sanctification. Every spirit of fraud, every spirit that comes in our life to defraud us, the possession of God, the possession that we have from the beginning of the creation, the things that we're supposed to be doing, every evil spirit, every powers of darkness, every witches and wizards, every of their spirits around our zone, around our family, around our community, defrauding us from what the Lord has given to us, defrauding us from what the Lord has given to us. This morning, we release the fire, 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 we release the fire. The enemy must be disappointed this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we give you thanks. We give you glory for what you are doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's somebody on this prayer line. God is taking away that pain. There's a sharp pain at the center of your back. Sometimes you just notice as if somebody is pinching you, because the devil is about to defraud you the health that God has given to you. But in the name of Jesus, I command that those powers will be broken, and you shall be free. You shall be free, and 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 you shall be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Mighty God, Kobo Seneba, there is somebody on this prayer line. Somebody has been owing you for some time, and you keep on asking for that. Now the money is there, but they don't want to give it to you. Borrowed money. Lord is saying this morning, just raise your hand, because I'm going to cause him to bring that. I'm going to make them to pay you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every old debt, we command by the power in the name of Jesus. Gaporemo Sekrimaya, I release that. I release that. I release that. I release that money in the name of Jesus Christ. Kabo Solo Bratebaya, Lash Debramanto Betuba Kasaya, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody on this prayer line, your child has finished from college, but not getting what she's supposed to get, the kind of job that she desires. Hallelujah. You're going to sow seed for that job. Tell her that she has to sow a seed for that, because God is about to open door that she'll be able to get what she wants, and the Lord will begin from now to lift her up. When she begins to go up, you, the mother, listen to me right now, will enjoy, because God will also bless you through her. Hallelujah. Don't forget to tell her that you must sow that seed in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I decree that door be open, and open to everyone under the sound of my voice right now. Open that door. Door of success. Door of lifting. Door of promotion. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the glory of God take over. 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 Mangre paruro surobo kurobo yaraba katalaba bo serimo kotaya. Jeleke teke teko prokoto lobo koto. Jeleke toko toko prokoto loko prokoto. Jeleke teko prokoto loko prokoto loko. We give you glory for what you're doing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Somebody has been putting application, but there's no steady job. God is opening the door again for you to get a convenient and wonderful job. This week, hallelujah, this week, that new job is opening for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to lift up your hands. Say, I claim it and I take it by force. No demon can take it away from me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Those around the spiritual zone and beyond, that your power will protect them from danger. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover your family. I cover you as you drive. I cover your car. No accident. No fire incident. No falling of staircase. No breaking of your bones. No harm against you and your children. No gunmen or gunwomen shall see you in any place. In the supermarket, I cover you with the blood of Christ. In the gas station, I cover you with the blood of Christ. In your homes, I cover you with the blood of Christ. In schools, I cover you with the blood of Christ. At your workplace, I cover you with the blood of Christ. No accident, no fire incident, no gunmen, no gunwomen. You are covered in Jesus' mighty name. Your children are covered in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Mighty God, I give you glory. Lord, I pray for everyone that is sick right now. Whatever sickness you're going through, I command that the healing power of God will touch you and set you free, 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 and heal you completely from the crown of your head to the sole of your head, to the sole of your feet. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Let that thyroid gone. Let that blood disease gone. Let that waist pain gone. Let that neck pain go. Let that cancer disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. Let that lupus go in the name of Jesus Christ. You are healed. That belly ache, you are healed. That weakness, you are healed and filled with the strength of God. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And I'll see you by this time tomorrow. Bye-bye.